Anand Kunti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai, is from founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Prince Gosi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Adaita Graha Srivasadi Go Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinatha Shyam Kunda, Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Vrindavan Mathura Dham ki jai, Navadvip Mayapur Dham ki jai, Ganga Maya Muna Maya ki jai, Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi ki jai, Hari Naam Sankirtan ki jai, Samapita Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Go. All glories to the assembled bodies. All glories to the assembled bodies. All glories to the assembled bodies. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Guranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ist es möglich, ein bisschen?
Ich habe ausgeschaltet, weil du...
Ja, danke. So, Hare Krishna, everyone. I would like to welcome you for this little celebration on Lord Ramachandra's appearance. We all know that the... personality of Lord Rama is very, very essential in Krishna consciousness. I know we will hear a quotation from the Brihad Bhagavatamrita a little later, where it is said that due to Lord Rama's mercy, we actually can attain Krishna. This one of the one who dispenses his mercy. No one should think that Lord Rama is a personality of the past who cannot interact with his devotees today. There's a very interesting incident which is described by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking through the forest of in South India, he actually met a Ram Bhakta who invited him to stay at his house for lunch. So lunch came, but there was no food. In fact, the Brahmana had not even started to cook. There was a distinct lunch invitation there. 2 o'clock had passed. That's the latest time when you take lunch normally. But no cooking arrangements were there, no cooking pots. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the Brahmana for an explanation. He said, well, Lakshman has not yet returned from the forest with fruits and roots, but he's bound to come any moment. From this information, Ram could understand something, my dear devotees, which we all hope we will one day attain. This Brahmana was absorbed 24 hours in the Leelas of the Lord. Just now, a new version of the Bhavana Sara Sangraha has been
Publication.
Yes, it has been published. And this book is a guide for devotees to think non-stop of Radha Krishna's Leela. Who of you has read this book today? Not so many, because you may not yet understand that the whole idea of Krishna consciousness is to always think of Krishna, to see him before you, to see him besides you, to see him left and right and the back and up. This is how the deity of one's Ishta Devata should be kept. This in the Vishnu Dhammotara scripture, it is said one should see the deity in the front, in the back, in the left, the right, in everywhere. So this Brahmana actually did it. He was not a theoretical, but a practical person. And after some time, he said, Lakshman has brought everything. He has returned. And he quickly cooked and served the Lord. Then the Lord, after having taken his meal, said, So would you not like to take now also your meal? But the Brahmana said, no, I will not eat. Why do you not want to eat? Well, how can I eat if Sita has been stolen away by Ravana? Hmm. So, we have discussed this with one devotee. Hmm. This is now interesting. First, he is in one mood. Lakshman comes back to the house where Sita will prepare the preparations. And then he is in another mood. Sita is not present and I cannot eat. Well, in the first instance, in the first mood, he was absorbed in what is called the Ashtakalya Leela of Ram. Then he cooked, it was Mr. Practical, and came out of it, and then he felt the separation of Sita and was in a different state. My dear devotees, both the Tantras and the Puranas hold that what goes on in the mind is more important than what we do in the visible world. For those who are in spiritual life, and we speak of spiritual people, not of material people, they will think the reality is more what is in the mind than what is there This is what we learned today. We discussed with some of you, should we go in the nearby Ram temple, which is 24 kilometers from here? We decided, no, let us better glorify Lord Ram so that we can think of Lord Ram and not just see. I listened today to a lecture and want to quote a little from the lecture. This is a lecture by His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, who spoke about an aspect of Lord Ram that I would love to bring to your attention. He spoke of Lord Rama's relationship to his devotees, starting with Dasharath and his and Ram's mother, what is the name of
Kaushalya?
Ram's mother? Kaushalya. I'm checking our youngest if the attention is still fixed, because that's the challenge. We have to confront this challenge. What's that? yes. The Ram's Leela starts with a difficult situation. Dasharat, the king of the most prosperous empire on the world at that time, had everything in his command except sons. And in order to continue with the dynasty, sons were important, but he was old. So he then heard that there was an ancient prophecy that sons would come to him if the saint Rishya Singha, who lived as an ascetic person in the forest of the neighboring kingdom, would perform a yagya. So Dasharat built a huge yagya stala, an arena actually, because he wanted to invite kings and everyone in his huge empire. And Rishya Singha was brought there to perform the yagya. At the end of the yagya, as the brahmanas were chanting their mantras and Rishya Singha offered the last oblation, a shining personality came out of the yagyic fire with a pot of amrita, nectar, and gave that amrita to King Emperor Dasharatha's wife. Kaushalya got the first portion, Kaikeyi got the second portion, and both of them, feeling very affectionate towards Dasharatha's third wife, what is her name?
Sumitri.
Both of them gave a little portion from their nectar to Sumitra. So from this yagyic fire, from this yagya purusha, he's called, from what he gave, when Kaushalya ate her portion, immediately she was pregnant and gave birth to Ram. When Kaikeyi got her portion, she also was immediately pregnant and gave birth to whom? Bharata. When Sumitra ate her portion, because she had two portions, she had two sons. One is Lakshman and the second is Shatrughna. The citizens were all in absolute bliss. The family of Dasharatha is blessed not only with one son, but with four sons, and a huge celebration was made. The celebration was so huge that even Lord Shiva came to attend the celebration.
I'm
sure
you go out to close the window.
Yeah. So, in this way, Dasharatha was beyond himself with ecstasy. Especially Ram grew up so quickly into a most beautiful boy. And it was very, very, very hard for the citizens to no longer look at Lord Ram. He was so beautiful with his curly hair, his greenish complexion. His lotus eyes. And he was the talk of Ayodhya. Therefore, he's called Ayodhya Vasi, a resident of Ayodhya. And Dasharatha. But the happiness of Dasharatha in Kaushalya was not long to stay. Then he was very young at that time. Maharaj Dasharatha thought it's time for Ram to actually marry. At that time, a huge hairy saint called Vishwamitra announced his entry. And when he came in, Dasharatha became afraid because one knew Vishwamitra had a very fiery temperament and he could be hurt very easily. And so he greeted Vishwamitra by saying, Vishwamitra, are you successful in your endeavors to conquer birth and death? This has become a greeting amongst sincere Vaishnavas also. There's a Sanskrit, but they say in English, oh, Harishyam, are you successful in conquering birth and death? What a nice question which immediately throws us back to our to live our life from the level of the eternal self and not the mind and the body. Ask yourself the question, how successful are you at the moment to conquer birth and death? Dasharatha said, everything is going well in the kingdom and I'm so happy being blessed with this son. Yeah, what can I do for you? Vishwamitra said, I need your son. My ashram is plagued by demons and he needs to kill. What? Said Dasharatha, he's so young. He cannot. Vishwamitra said, oh Dasharatha, you know who your son is. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, always. So Dasharatha, with a heavy heart, had to say goodbye to his son Ram. Lakshman immediately said, I go with you. Because he knew how Vishwamitra could become if he was not satisfied. Some of these Vedic saints, I cannot understand this, my dear devotees. They are very saintly, but oh, they are so intolerant. Sometimes that's the problem. If you're very ascetic, you can become very intolerant. So later, Dasharatha heard that Ram had single-handedly with Lakshman killed a huge cohort of demons and he had gone to Mithila and married the wife of his best friend, who? Janaka Maharaj. Ram is known as Janaki Jivan. He gives life to Janaki, the daughter of Janaka Maharaj. And not only was Ram married, Lakshman married the sister, and Bharata and Shatrughna had heard about it, and marriage was arranged for them also, the sisters of Sita. What had been the greatest threat to lose Ram had become the greatest blessing. I'm thinking of the bloodletting. It can be a great threat. I saw today a photo of one of our devotees, a lady devotee, and a whole huge bowl full with her blood was there. I thought, but this is something which is terrible. But it is the greatest blessing. I have requested for leeches. I will have a whole bhakta program of leeches. So, because sometimes what can be the greatest threat can be the greatest cause for our good health.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, this was that. Ram was very affectionate with Dasharat, and when Dasharat called him on the morning of his coronation to tell him that due to Kaikeyi's machination means manipulations, he had to go into exile. Ram respected his dear father. In fact, the day before the ultimate confrontation, where Ram confronted Ravan, was a very special day where his father appeared to him in the sky and said, "You can do it."
Wow.
They are eternal associates. They are eternally linked. The whole kingdom said to Ram, "You don't have to accept this curse to go to the forest for 14 years. Dasharat said, "You don't have to go." No one wanted it, but Ram said, "Because Father has said it, and his word should not be compromised." An emperor like this speaks something, he can't take his words back. That is a sign of a weak character. If you say something and then you say, no. Ram, on that day, stood before his father, and his father said, was in bed. He could almost not speak. You need to go to the exile. Your mother, Kaikeyi, my stepmother, said it, but you don't have to do it. Just say, oh! Ram said, your father, to keep your integrity, I'm gladly going to the forest. It is one of the sad faces in Ramayana. That Ram, who was supposed to become the king, had to go into the forest. Let us stop here for a moment. When the Devatas had heard that Ram had appeared, they had come and said, "Ram will appear because we need to do something about Ravan. Ravan is so powerful and he has blessings from Lord Brahma that no one, not a devata, not a rakshasa, not a human being, not anyone can kill, no one can kill him. He only forgot to speak about a human being because he thought humans are not an enemy for me. They are so... they have no power. They are so... they are not even like ants." So, Ram was destined to meet Ravan. And it is said, there is one Goswami of Vrindavan who knows the Shastras very well, who has explained, when Mantara said to Kaikeyi, "Tell Ram must go into the forest and Bharata should become the king," Kaikeyi had said no. Ram is like my son, he's so good. At that time, 33,000 devatas came to Kaikeyi and said, "You must say yes, because the Leela has to go on. Only Ram is able to take care of this demon who makes the three birds cry. It is destined to come." Kakeyi had to play this role for which she is cursed by all the people of the world, including the Hare Krishnas. She had to do it because of the will of the Lord and the arrangement of the Lord.
Mm.
The Leela of the Lord is not always so easy to understand. When Ram was banished from the kingdom, the whole of Ayodhya, Shahana, came with him. Everyone thought the pain of separation from Ram is the greatest pain. So they all came on chariots, on bullock carts. The children came with him. They all left the kingdom to go for 14 days in exile. That's how attached they were to Lord Ram. Mm. The first night came. Sita was crying. Sita was so soft. Her skin was so soft. She's the most beautiful lady at that time of the time. She was used to walk in the forest. She was dressed in tree bark, Syamnam, in case that is interesting. A tree bark for a sensitive skin. It's so rough. Three pieces. "Will you sleep, my lord?" said Sita. Ram's heart was melting. "Sita, I told you, you should stay back in Ayodhya." "No," said Sita, "where you are, there's Ayodhya, and where you are not, even if I'm in Ayodhya, is the forest." A very famous words of Sita. "But where will you sleep?" You know, there was only the forest floor.
Mm.
So some leaves were collected and a leaf bed was made for Ram and Sita, and they slept. And in the morning, and all the Ayodhya Vasis, they slept around Ram. They all went to bed, they liked him so much. They were just, because they wanted to be close to Ram, that was all. There was a divine atmosphere around Ram. They all went to bed on the forest floor. So in the morning, Ram said, "Lakshman, wake up. Sita, wake up." Lakshman actually was not asleep. During this 14 years of the exile, he did not sleep. He always was there serving Ram. It's not an exile if the whole kingdom comes with me. So they called Sumanta and they went. Sumanta brought the chariot and they went through rivers and so on, so that there was no trace left back. The Ayodhya Vasis could not find the trace, and they came back with crying to Ayodhya the next morning after they had tried. This is how much Ram was beloved by the Ayodhya Vasi. We cannot tell the whole Ram Leela, but there is one part which I want to close. During the wanderings, Ram came to Navadvip, and there was a banyan tree. And he said to Lakshman, "Let us build a hut here and stay for some time." "So, what is this place?" asked Sita. "Ah,
Balaram was smiling. It's a very important place.
What? Then Ram gave Sita a vision. He was in this vision, there were many cows and there was one bluish boy who played the flute. And then the boy went to one part of the forest and met a beautiful girl with a golden complexion. Who could that be, Shana?
Radharani.
Do you know everything? Yes, Radharani. Ram shook his head with great delight and said, Sita Devi, one day we will appear like this. I will be a cowherder and you will be Radha. Wonderful, said Sita. Then the scene changed. And there was a huge Sankirtan festival. And there was one golden complexioned, very tall built Mahapurusha who danced and and called out, Hari Hari! And streams of tears were coming from the eyes. Who could that be, Shana?
Lord Chaitanya.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That was that vision. Then Ram commented, Sita Devi, you and me will be appearing and then we are that personality, we together, and we will save the people of Kali Yuga. And there is a book, it's called Sarvabhauma Shataka, with which I want to end. Sakala nigama shada puna puna vatara kali kalusha vinasha prema bhakti prakasha priya sachala sange ranga bankya vilasi spura tu hridaya matye gaura chandra natendra. Sigora Sundar is the essence of all the Vedic literature. He is complete in himself and is the source of all other incarnations. Wow. He has destroyed the sins of the living entities tormented by Kali by giving them prema bhakti. He is always engaged in pastimes along with his eternal associates in various ways. May that Lord Gaurachanda, who is the best among the dancers, please manifest in my heart. Please repeat after me. Spuratu hridaya madhye. Spuratu hridaya madhye. Gaurachandro natendra. Gaurachandro natendra. He simply teaches Namaika, Krishna Namaika mantra, that holy names. Within the three words, it is well known that he is the only giver of love. So Lord Ramachandra is pointing towards this most wonderful incarnation. And if you think about it, it makes so much sense. Lord Rama gave Krishna consciousness to everyone, all the Ayodhya Vashi. So I'm not speaking now of Bharata and Sita and so on. They are in a different category. The monkeys, of course, they were celestial monkeys. They were really developed beings. It is described that on the battlefield, uh,
where all the Rakshasas were killed, Ravana made a great mistake by throwing the dead bodies of the Rakshasas into the ocean. If he would not have done it, they would have been seen by Ramachandra and gone back to Godhead. This is, in other words, these avatars appear, and Krishna appears to give love of Godhead to all of us. And the greatest avatar in this mission is Gauranga Mahaprabhu, because through the chanting of the holy names, something which is totally inexplainable and difficult can happen. You see, what is most of our consciousness are absorbed 24 hours a day in eye and mind, the way we see ourselves, the body and our relationships to others, my friends, my close associates. We are totally absorbed in this, and when we chant, I have seen only when one chants, after some time, this absorption in material things stops, and one is free. I'm unfortunately oversensitive. Some of you who know me privately know that I'm very sensitive and delicate as a person, and I become very disturbed by Kali Yuga. I do not like the atmosphere very much, and I'm not happy here. Also, but I have seen when I go with my pain and chant the holy name, then this absorption in I and me stops. I have seen, in other words, it works. That's why I'm very convinced in this, that Mahaprabhu is the most merciful by giving love of God. But we have to learn to accept his gift. That is a challenge. But with Tulsi Devi's mercy, our Sharana has chanted with absorption the last few days. I've seen you.
20.
Yeah, there were good moments, though, no? Yeah. Sharana, whose attention is wandering all over the world, has been absorbed. I thought, I don't see my eye. I didn't want to disturb, I just ran by you. I thought, oh my God, he's a miracle of Mahaprabhu happening. One has to keep on trying. So anyways, my point was, Lord Ramachandra gives love of God. But Rupa Goswami makes a very important point. Still, his love, the way he gives love of God is not like Krishna. When Krishna was in Vrindavan, all the plants, trees, were all full of love and would sing and move. In Ramachandra's Leela, there was only one moment when he gave love even to the trees and creepers. One day. Otherwise, he would not make the plants, the living entities and plant life cry. Could you imagine when that was? I also needed to hear that. Rupa Goswami says, when Ram left Ayodhya for the forest, then everyone, even the plants in the forest, cried out of love of Godhead. Separation. Krishna, non-stop. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave love of Godhead even to the rascals. Narayan Maharaj said, just have a little faith in Lord Chaitanya, please. Good, I want to end here. Lord, Sila, but it's all the same Lord, you know, it's all the same Lord. It's our God who comes in many ways. Shri Ramachandra ki jai, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo.
Is it possible to maybe ask some questions? Or?
Not at this stage, because we want to hear now other glorifications, but we are together always. By the way, this is dress for the hot climate. No, Goridar. Have you isotope? I'm total fascinated outfit für das. Hast du bewusst gewählt?
Ja.
Die Hosen sind, hab ich noch nie gesehen.